Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week.
JB here this morning for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre on Gunnaganoo Road. While you think about our brain starter this morning, surprisingly, there are fewer of these in Hollywood than there were 20 years ago. I'll give you some other stuff to think about this morning. You know you're getting old when police officers start looking like kids. Yeah, or people that you hire for adult jobs look like they could be young enough to be your kids. I found that hiring new staff here at 92.9. I'm like, you're of legal age for me to hire you? You look like you're still in primary school. Yeah, gives you a reality check, that's for sure. One day, truckers will be romanticized like cowboys once self-driving cars take over. And I'm waiting for the country music songs to go with it as well. There you go, Beyonce. And someone out there is a mosquito-slapping world champion, and they just don't even know. That could be you. You could have done that over the weekend with the mozzies out and about. You could be the mosquito-slapping world champ, and you wouldn't even know that that's the case. Another cool thing I saw over the weekend, Madonna, she performed in front of, this is 100% correct, there's not an extra zero on this, we don't have the wrong decimal point, she performed in front of 1.6 million people on Copacabana Beach for free. How incredible would that be? That would be the most amazing vibe in the world. It also got me thinking, like, you reckon it, how many people would come to a free Taylor Swift concert? I mean, if she opened up that beach and anyone could rock up, what do you reckon? Double it? 3.2? 4? 5 mil? I mean, surely.
Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week. Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week.
Got a button. It's Ames's microphone button, and every time I turn it on for like the last 10 years I've been here, it pops off.
Yeah, but it's only
so
when
I'm
you
getting
do
rid
it.
Of it.
It's only when
yeah,
you do it.
Because you hit it so violently.
I better not throw it out, actually, because I need that to turn it back on. I just realised. Because I don't think the buttons work. No, they don't. They
okay,
don't work without
go.
The button.
Oh,
there
he's
you go.
Breaking the desk again.
Radio
Sorry,
Tech
Ross,
Monday
our technician.
Mornings here at 92.9.
Yeah. Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Do you know anyone who has a weird... It could even be you. A weird but cool body part. Like an unusual weird body part. Oh, yeah.
Meals, cover your ears and look away.
Oh, no. Okay.
What? You don't think she's going to like this?
No, she's going to hate it. I know.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You know all that
Ready?
Well.
Shh. Going to be quiet.
Oh!
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my shoulder.
Oh!
Both shoulders.
Oh, my God. I could feel that. I could feel that. If that, like, vibrated through the airwaves and I felt it. Oh.
That's how powerful I am.
I'm gonna keep that audio and use that for the sound in a couple of years' time, I think.
Actually, that's good.
Disgusting.
Is it Ames dislocating your shoulder? Yeah, congratulations, you finally got it right. Well done. That is... Oh. So you've always been able to do that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
That ain't
yeah.
right.
Nah. Have you right. have they done scans or something on that? Or
no.
MRIs or something on your shoulders and you
no.
double jointed or something like that?
MRI for my... Because I can't smell.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I was like 10, that was terrifying.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of a cool
I thought I was
going
to die.
Beck, she said that her second and third toes are joined on both feet. And her nickname through school was Duck.
She's a good swimmer?
When, I bet you, yeah, she would. She'd have some speed on her,
yeah.
I reckon.
Flippers.
When my kids were born, the first thing my husband asked was, do they have normal toes? Before he even asked what their gender was.
Oh, wow.
What?
Rebecca's reply to it saying, that's actually not so regular. It's not that unusual. Sorry, I think it's very unusual. I've never heard of anyone. I know no one who has got joined feet. Or joint toes on feet.
Joint
feet. Okay.
Say one of Ali's old friends up in Moree had joint toes.
Toes? Okay. Mm. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Frogman.
Maybe I don't know him. Like, it's not like, you know, I go out of my way to look at toes and feet a lot of the time. That's just disgusting. Weird. Yeah. Alicia, I don't know, maybe Beck works at a shoe shop or something and has to deal with feet all the time, or she's a podiatrist or something like that.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
So she knows this stuff. Yeah, I don't know.
I'd hope she's wearing...
Normal plebs don't know that.
Yeah, I hope they're wearing socks at the shoe store.
And Tam, well, they sometimes get you to take your shoes off, your socks off.
Really?
When you try on
hope
shoes.
They take your shoes off.
And the shoes as well.
Shoes within shoes.
Shoes over the top of the shoes.
And Tam, she always wins thumb wars because she's got double jointed thumbs.
That also ain't right.
So my brother can bend his finger all the way back to touch his wrist where it's come from.
Nah.
But then mine's like real. I can barely get like my finger up at all. Mine's like 25 degrees and that's about it. So my brother, he can just go all the way back onto his...
It's not even a right angle.
Ew. Nah.
Acute.
Ew.
Acute.
Well, I'm just
thank you. I thought my fingers were very dainty as well. Thank you for calling him cute.
Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week. Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week.
And I'm JB here. Want to know what's frustrating your Tamworth over the last week? Let me know. 676-2299. 99 Tamworth on the socials. Make it on air. Go on the draw for our K's Friday meat tray. Mick, patchwork on the Tribe Street and Moore Creek Road. Not only is there still potholes in the road, but the new bits are a bit rough with potholes already. Of course there are. Thanks for that, Nick. Allison, lazy people who don't return shopping trolleys, leaving them in the middle of car parks, blocking the parks. Yeah, I hate that, especially when it's the one park. You found it. It's the prime park. You go to pull in, and lo and behold, right there's a shopping trolley, and you got to hold up all the traffic by hopping out of your car, wandering over, pushing it out of the way, and then driving in, eh? Ash, people letting their nuisance dogs bark for hours on end. Yeah, that's frustrating. I've moved into new neighborhoods and, you know, you soon introduce yourself to the, or they introduce themselves to you uninvitingly with the barking dogs. Pretty sure you can, I think you can put complaints in through the council app, I'm pretty sure, on barking dogs. So log on to the council app and you'll be able to see those. Allison, I've come across a couple of these in the last week. People who walk in the middle of the street or road and refuse to move when cars are coming. Yeah, I've got you there. Or people that are walking on their phones and don't have any idea of their surroundings and just walk out of the middle of the street and you nearly kill them. Tan, the new COVID variant could flirt, is her frustrating little thing. I have to admit, I saw this yesterday, the new variant. It's could flirt. It's a cool name compared to the more recent strains. They went all weird and sciencey with the more recent COVID strains. Oh, too hard to say. I like that they're throwing it back to the classics. I like flirt. It reminds me of the old... Remember the old classic Delta strain? They were the days, weren't they, hey? Good stuff.
Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week. Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week.
Yeah, I was ringing up about frustrated little things.
You sound way too chirpy this morning to have a frustration. What
know,
is it?
Yeah, I've been up early.
What's your frustrating thing?
My frustrating little thing is that I work on Peel Street and all the pigeon poo on everything. On the footpath, on the chairs, on the bins. You walk down from, I don't know, from the old Commonwealth Bank up to Coles, and every single chair is just like full of bird poop. The ground has got all bird poop. The palm trees are all bird poo. And it just doesn't make the place look very nice. And I feel sorry for people that want to sit down through the day and they can't, because it's just disgusting.
No, fair enough. Valid point. Thank you so much for your frustrating little thing. You have a fantastic Friday and weekend, and avoid the poop.
Yeah, totally. Okay.
Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week. Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week.
For Country Auto's quality used cars and service centre on Gunnacanoo Road, 23 and sunny around the region today, 10 overnight tonight. The Thursday Morning Movie Club Alfred Noble painted dynamite on this day in the 1800s. I got into an argument once at a pub because someone didn't believe me. He was going to punch me in the face. I kid you not. He didn't believe me. And this was before we had smartphones, so I could have saved a punch in the face. If I had a smartphone, it could have saved my life. Luckily, the guy didn't end up punching me, but this was before smartphones where I could just load it up and Google the answer. But this guy did not believe me when I told him that the guy that has the Nobel Peace Prize actually invented dynamite. He was that guilty that he had invented such in his words, a horrible invention that is dynamite, that he handed out the Nobel Peace Prize to try and, you know, correct his ways, if you will. So because of that, we thought on the Thursday Morning Movie Club this morning, we would look at movies full of explosions. I'm looking at you, Michael Bay. Every single movie he's done, lots of explosions. The guy loves them. What movies do you love that have plenty of explosions? 676-2299. Byron, of course. Star Wars, plenty of explosions. I'm pretty sure I read a line that there's something in the physics and the science and the chemistry that explosions can't happen in space. I don't know, because there's no... someone out there who's a hell of a lot more intelligent than moi would be able to answer that, I'm sure. But is it because there's no oxygen in space so you can't have a flame? I don't know. Regardless of whether it's accurate or not, plenty of explosions in Star Wars. Thank you very much, Byron. Anita, take your pick at any of the amazing James Bond films. Of course, thank you. Charmaine going with Full Metal Jacket or Die Hard. Yes, of course. Jen going with a Michael Bay classic, and that is any of the Transformers films. Battleship, a suggestion in the Thursday Morning Movie Club from Philip. Victoria going with Armageddon. Was Armageddon... Michael Bay as well? I have a feeling it was. I'm pretty sure it was. Or Jerry Bruckheimer, one of the two. Jerry Bruckheimer, I reckon, would be the vice president in the Michael Bay Explosives Company. Surely he would. And Winnie, hey, a great suggestion and a classic as well. The Towering Inferno. And Mark going with another classic as well. Apocalypse Now, of course. Love that. Movies with explosions we want today. 676-22929. 929 Tamworth on the socials. Join the Thursday Morning Movie Club. Films with loads of explosions. Your suggestions, keep them coming through on the socials. 676-22929, make it on air. Go on the draw for our Case Friday meet tray. One last minute entry from Penny, and that is Bridesmaids. Yeah. An explosion of the different kind.
Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week. Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week.
And of course, our 92.9 Tamworth Plasma and Blood Drive continues on our target towards 929 donations. And this guy certainly knows something about making some incredible numbers of donations. Local Les joins me for a chat. How are you, Les?
I'm well, thanks, mate. All good.
Yeah, lovely. This is just incredible. You just ticked over recently an incredible 500 donations. That is just amazing. Congratulations.
Thank you. It was nothing. Easy.
When it's like that sometimes. It's literally the work of all the amazing staff at the Lifeblood. And I mean, we just sit there. But honestly, the generosity of you coming out and donating is just amazing. When did you start donating, Les?
I started when I first started work, early 70s in Sydney. I worked for the DMR, which is RTA, and we were down at Haymarket. And they had an incentive that you could catch a bus up to, they give you a bus ticket and a couple of hours off work to go up to York Street, which was the head office of the Red Cross. And at that stage, we could donate blood every 3 months. So
yeah.
A few of us started doing that, and it just, you get into the habit.
Oh, exactly. No, that's it. I became a much more habitual plasma and blood donator myself during COVID when, you know, literally it pretty much gave you something to do and a bit of a social outlet. So that's exactly right. And you pretty much relatively routinely donated since the 70s, I imagine.
I did. We moved to Tamworth in the late 80s.
Yep.
And I think by then I might have done about 150 or so of blood donations. Yeah, around about that. And I started again at Tamworth. And in early 2000s, they introduced plasma. So previously, full blood, you can only donate every 3 months, which is still the case.
Yeah.
But plasma, you can donate every fortnight. And once again, I started doing that. It was straightforward. You're there for about an hour and a half, as you know. And yeah, so since probably 2000, I've done the first 30 years, I might have done about 100, and since 2000, another 400.
Wow, that's incredible. And you were donating blood and plasma, or towards the end there, just the plasma?
Just the plasma. Yep. That was introduced in Tamworth, I think, early 2000s, 2005 or thereabouts.
Fantastic.
And as you know, Greg and the girls there are terrific. Up until COVID, they used to have the volunteers to make milkshakes.
Yes.
Helen and her friends, and that was great. But when COVID came in, there's no milkshakes, but it's self-serve, which is still pretty good.
Oh, exactly. No, that's right. No, that's exactly it. No, well, hey, congratulations on that amazing milestone of 500 donations. That is just incredible. I think you're in a relatively rare batch, although there is another local girl who also donates, and she's over the 500 mark as well.
That's correct, Lorraine Rennie, and Lorraine comes from Walker every fortnight. I mean, that's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, nice.
All the way down, and she's very regular, and yeah, she's in front of me. I don't think I'll catch her.
No, that's it. Hey, Les, thank you so much for your generosity of the 500-plus donations to the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood. And thank you so much for your time this morning having a chat about it.
Not a problem. My pleasure.
Here's some of the, well, slightly better bits from JB during the week.